Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Karan.
Hey guys.
And we don't have Vishal this week because he's chilling out in Goa.
Again.
Nonetheless, so welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we call on the physios of sense when football is injured by the nonsense happening on the field. Okay, so Karan, let's dive right into the results this week in the Premier League.
Well, quite a few...
What will it take for a home team to win in this Premier League this season?
Well, that's actually a good question. It's quite surprising that there's been a lot of away wins so far and some big teams losing at home. I mean, opening day, Arsenal losing to West Ham, and yesterday, Liverpool losing at home to West Ham, Chelsea losing at home to Crystal Palace. It's quite a surprising run of results, and it's a pretty weird trend if you actually ask me, because I think it's reached a point where a lot of the away teams are willing to just sit back and hit the home team on the counter, and the home team in return are falling for it.
Funnily enough, probably Crystal Palace did not exactly do that. They did exactly the opposite. A lot of teams at the bridge have sat back and waiting for the counter, never came. Crystal Palace hit Chelsea running yesterday.
I guess in many ways, Chelsea again expected Crystal Palace to play on the counter. But I think what many teams like Crystal Palace yesterday have actually found out is that the heart of this Chelsea defence is not as solid as what it looks on paper, and definitely not as good as what it was last season.
So let's talk about Chelsea actually. They seem to be plodding along very poorly for a defending champion. Just 4 points from 4 games. Bad start, not necessarily something that has extinguished their title hopes. Mourinho said as much. But are Chelsea missing a trick? Are they becoming reactive?
I would say definitely in terms of how they've gone about their transfers, or rather the lack of any productive transfers this season. You could say that they've been quite reactive. Haven't had the best of starts. Their defense looks kind of shaky. I would say. I think the biggest problem is John Terry's not having the kind of season that he had last year. I mean, which is fair considering, you know, he's getting along in years. And I honestly feel that at times you actually now get the impression that over the last few years, it's been John Terry who's been covering up for Cahill on quite a few scenarios.
Yeah, it was pretty clear from the fact that Cahill was not picked last weekend, was picked this weekend because obviously John Terry was suspended. He put in a very, very poor shift. Probably was even responsible for one of the goals. Crystal Palace could actually have had 3 or 4. So you can see the obvious problems with Chelsea.
I think probably one thing that actually worked in Chelsea's favour last year is that Matic had such an amazing season. And he actually protected the central defence of Chelsea on multiple occasions, so they weren't really overly exposed. So basically all they had to do is, you know, on most occasions just clear loose balls, or, you know, he made sure that the opposition played in front of them. The minute teams actually start running at them, and Matic probably suffering a little bit from the so-called second season syndrome, wherein he's not being able to replicate the kind of form he had last year. Now the defense is being exposed, and added to that you have people like Ivanovic, who actually had such an amazing season again last year, going off the boil again this year.
So statistically we call it reversion to the mean. Is reversion to the mean happening to Chelsea? Does Mourinho have a trick to counter this?
Well, this is, I mean, you love him or hate him, I guess he is definitely a fantastic manager, and there's no question about that, and he is more than capable of pulling them out of this rut. But I guess somewhere down the line, so far at least, I get this impression that he's been bothered more about deflecting people's attention from the current predicament than actually concentrating on what needs to be done to improve the situation.
Or what we know as classic politician behavior.
Well.
Okay. From Chelsea, we go into Europe, and the Champions League draw was announced. Not many surprises. Most groups are pretty fine, pretty relatively easy ones. Except, of course, we'd like to talk about one group in particular.
Well.
That is Group D.
Some sick joke that you ever played on this.
So as you were saying, Group D, where D stands for...
Death.
Okay, so Group D is death by Juventus, Man City, Sevilla, and death by pronunciation because Borussia Mönchengladbach are also the 14th. this is a tough group, no matter which way you look at it.
Well, here's a funny thing over here. If this was an international tournament, you have Italy, England, Spain, and Germany in one group.
The top four of Europe, almost barring France, maybe.
Well, yeah, there you go. It's City again, you know, are going to be making, probably making some silent noises about always being the difficult group. Sevilla, reigning European champions. City, of course, playing really well this season. Juventus, runners-up last year. Borussia Mönchengladbach had a good season in Bundesliga last year. And really, probably one of those teams that you don't really know what to expect. So, got to take them a little... You can never really take a German side lightly.
And speaking of Manchester City, they've made a cracking start to the Premier League. They would want to make that final statement that they need to make in Europe to be really taken seriously. But this does not seem to be the helping their cause in terms of the group that they're drawn in.
Well, unfortunately, the group stage never seems to help their cause. I mean, there was a time where you thought that Bayern Munich and Manchester City were a match made in heaven, or at least in, UEFA headquarters. But, yeah, I think... let's face it, I mean, not just for City, even for Juventus, if they really want to show that, they are back among the big boys in Europe, regardless of the fact that, you know, it is a tough group, they need to make sure that they play well enough to get out.
And then get to the second round.
Absolutely.
We also talk about Group F. There is Bayern and Arsenal there again. Should be an interesting matchup. Group G, Chelsea and Porto. Well, if for nothing else, sentimental reasons, Jose Mourinho going back to Porto.
Yep.
Should be interesting. Manchester United versus PSV, talk about former manager blues.
Well.
and that's an interesting group because CSK, Moscow and Wolfsburg are not exactly pushovers.
Absolutely. And that's going to be, I wouldn't say that's not as straightforward a group, but considering that United were in pot 3 or 4, if I'm not mistaken, it could have been a lot worse. But I still fancy United to go through. I guess after watching the group, I think this is the reason why Vishal is in Goa. But coming back to Group F, that's Arsenal's group. Yes, you have Bayern and Arsenal, but you also have Olympiacos, who are quite a dangerous team at home that they've proven last season. If I'm not mistaken, the last three home games, they've beaten Juventus, Atletico Madrid and Manchester United. So,
and then nobody really wants to go to Zagreb.
Yeah, well,
those away games are always kind of complicated.
Absolutely.
So,
and coming back, there's Group A, there's Paris Saint-Germain and Real Madrid, which is also going to be quite an interesting.
Well, game. Again.
It will be a battle of the money mongers, maybe you could say.
From Paris and Madrid, the two capital cities. So this is set up very nicely. Should be a very interesting second round, depending on who all go through.
Oh, God.
Of course, next week is going to be the international break, sadly. But nonetheless, we shall be back with you with more football action and dissecting those sensible and not so sensible moves on the soccer field next week. We are now available on Stitcher, so if you use Stitcher, please go look us up. We are at Soccer Sense. In the meantime, we await Vishal's arrival back from Goa and his take on what United have been doing, probably next week or the next week once the action resumes. So that's it for this week, but Karan, we will get one word in quickly about the start to the Serie A season, because it hasn't been the greatest of ones for Juventus.
Yes, I mean, I think it's with all the commotion and the transfers going on, I guess the team actually forgot about what was important, that's actually performing on the field. And honestly, all this hype about Pogba, I think it's time to get a little overboard, because he still has a long way to go, and he was quite a disappointment in the last game.
Okay, so we'll see if they recover or not, Juventus. And of course, hopefully this time Serie A might actually be exciting. And we might talk about it multiple times on this podcast rather than the one single time we do every year.
Let's see.
So that's that from Soccer Sense for this week. This is Tariq signing off along with Karan.
See you guys.
And in absentia, Vishal says, pray for United.
Absolutely.